June Cressy, where are you, June? June Cressy.
Oh, and June is reading.
Lake Murray Mallards, duck, duck, duck.
It was too much to put in.
Too much to write.
The title was long. Lake Murray Mallards, Matthew McConaughey, Maite, and Morning. I'm sitting in my new Costco high-back camp chair in the shade of a eucalyptus among snoozing mallard couples and loud, horny pigeons. A gentle breeze slides across the water, generating ripples that challenge the novice rowboater. Two sharply yellow plastic kayaks glide by in stark contrast to the soft blue lake and Coles Mountain, earthen browns and charcoal gray-green stature, solid against the baby blue sky. It is the same waterside, peaceful yet vibrant nature that Matthew McConaughey yesterday described Maite Rodriguez was seeking as she planned to attend her dream college of Corpus Christi by the ocean, studying to be a marine biologist. In her awesome green Converse high tops, with a heart she drew again on the right toe, symbolizing her love of nature. That dream exploded as a hail of AR-15 bullets shredded her 10-year-old, 60-pound body, leaving nothing but the green high tops and DNA samples to identify her. Matthew McConaughey seethed as he pounded on the White House press conference lectern. Her parents didn't get to kiss their baby goodbye on the forehead. She may not even have had one anymore. Exit wounds expand to the size of grapefruits. She may have been decapitated. AR-15s can do that to adults. The military M16 was popular in Vietnam for that very reason. A liver hit by one looked like a ripe melon crushed by a sledgehammer, according to one military surgeon back from Afghanistan. Cavitation, he called it. The gaping hole fills with blood, and you're gone in minutes long before the paramedics arrive. Bones turn to dust, nothing to set. Up to 10 surgeries needed, if you're lucky enough to survive. Most are not. I went to my friend Aiden's college commencement a couple weeks ago. I've known him all his life. When he was a scrawny 10-year-old, we'd drape ourselves over the upstairs landing and put together Lego masterpieces. Or I'd sit beside him and watch him build his latest Minecraft maze, or watch his favorite movie with him for the fifth time. I think of those Uvalde children, the same age, the same size, the same childness joy as Aiden's, watching movies with their friends 1 minute, and lifeless broken bodies the next, lying in their own cooling blood slowly covering their classroom floor, and their classmates forever scarred by those images. A trauma surgeon said that in war, there are no unwounded soldiers. In mass shootings, there are no unwounded victims, only endless heartbreak.